at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
So, Todd, you'd be proud of me. I know that you were probably traveling or something, but now you didn't come back till Monday, right? You might have been on the slopes, but I was actually sitting there watching the race.
Were you?
Watching the race. Yeah. I watched the end of it. I watched the end of the race because my brother-in-law watches. He's like me. We'll watch a little bit of the Daytona 500 and won't turn it on the rest of the year. Because the same thing. It feels like spring. It's always nice in Florida.
It does help.
It does help to watch boogity, boogity, boogity. I didn't see the beginning of the race. I saw the end of the race.
Did you see the 21-car pileup?
Yes, I did. And that's what people watch it for.
Because I was on the mountain. I missed
restrictor
all that.
Plate racing.
You didn't DVR it or anything?
Hamlin won that, right?
No, I saw it on YouTube. And then I sat in front of a couple who had gone to the race. They'd been in Daytona for the weekend.
And more importantly, the day before that, Todd, I watched the beginning of the truck race. Hey, it's in Pennsylvania.
I thought you were on vacation.
But they interviewed a girl. You got to find her. There's a chick that races trucks. That's freaking gorgeous.
Mm.
And Todd might not hate her yet. Now, you didn't like what's-her-face. You thought she was
Danica.
Hot. You just didn't like her attitude. Little blonde.
That's what Aaron Rodgers
little
says,
blonde
too.
Chick that drives trucks.
Google that.
Now, Bush's daughter right now. It's worth a look, man. I have no idea what her name is here. Blonde chick that drives trucks.
Well, what a celebration.
There's your NASCAR report till next February.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a great celebration of auto racing, as you've heard. She's a blonde?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not coming up with
that. Oh, man, my buddy would know her.
This one's a brunette.
I'll text him. He knows her name.
Maybe she'd changed her hair color.
My NASCAR
they
buddy.
Do dyed her.
You may want to get more descriptive than chick that races trucks.
Yeah, I'm trying here.
Google it.
Did you Google that?
Naked.
Chicks that races
chicks
trucks?
Naked.
That races trucks.
Well, naked. She's pretty. Baby. I mean, I saw her real quick. I thought she was blonde.
Truck series gal. Google that.
Google truck series gal.
That's your
nude.
Images only. Just see what the images look like.
Yeah. That'd be good. Well, I'll find it. I'll text my buddy and see you. He'll know her name. He's he actually watches truck racing.
Truck bro.
Truck race.
Truck race. All right, there's your NASCAR report. Hamlin won, right?
See you next year.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Good.
I think he did. I watched it again, but I was pretty tuned up.
FedEx won. That's all I saw.
Oh, the FedEx.
I just FedEx won. That's right. What I get out of it.
Oh, Danny Hamlin won the race.
Yeah, there you go.
In the FedEx car. Right?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. And then what a fantastic celebration of basketball and all its fundamentals.
I forgot that was on,
weekend.
But I wouldn't have watched it anyway, but I forgot it was on.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the couple dunks, you know.
Mm-hmm. There were many of those. You know, LeBron.
I didn't watch the game, so I didn't care. So.
Well, just so you know, LeBron's team tampering won 178-164.
Of course he does.
Team tampering.
He
did. I mean, I didn't realize it just watching because I don't follow NBA contracts like I do NFL. But, like, he did. He had, like, five pending free agents on his – and, you know, they were handpicked.
He picked Kyrie immediately.
Yeah.
And him and Kyrie hate each other. Kyrie's going to be a Laker in a year.
Yeah.
It's such crap.
Everybody is. Everybody's going to be a Laker.
One problem the NBA has is that.
Dream Team 2.
Right. Nick Allen in the house.
What's up?
What's up, brother?
Is that your truck driver there?
Truck room.
Yeah, it's her. That's just up. She's nice.
Natalie Decker.
Yeah, that's it. Because then I threw in the wrecker comment as I heard that. Because you can't say the word Decker without saying something wrecker. You have to say
that's
that
impossible.
Out loud.
Yeah. She looks young.
She's holding up the drive.
man.
That didn't stick to the tape. Me and Todd's a little line there didn't stick to the tape.
Wow. Yeah, she's 21.
Well, that's what I mean. She's holding up the drive.
Oh, yeah, good for her, man.
Yeah.
She's going to do great. Yes, she is.
Natalie Decker's my new favorite truck series race driver.
Always need one of those.
Yes, I do.
In case you have to watch
She'll make it the NASCAR someday. That's
no question.
Actually, switched over truck. From the NBA All-Star Game to the Alliance of American Football.
Oh, I forgot to watch more of that this weekend because I was out. Man.
Got some news on that coming up.
Yeah, I saw some dude got hurt, right? Pretty bad.
Probably. It's football. Did you see any of the dunk contest?
No.
No.
I did. Two guys jumped over a guy's head. One guy jumped over Dwayne Wade's head, right?
Yeah, and then one guy jumped over Shaq.
Shaq.
The guy that won jumped over Shaq.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
incredible.
Doing something.
How the hell do you leap Shaq?
Right.
He was standing up?
Yes.
That's crazy.
7 foot one, 7 foot two.
Isn't that amazing?
Shaq
that's some hops.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But he jumps up, just clears, just takes out his head, and they both go down.
I mean, you stand there, you're taking the risk of the teabag, full on.
Especially,
you know?
Shaq.
Yeah. Yes.
Know? I mean, I saw the... I saw that, Dwayne Wade did it, but Dwayne Wade's obviously not short, but he's not Shaq.
Right, he's maybe
6'5", maybe.
6'6", yeah.
Yeah.
And then not on the tall side of it, Friday night, you know, they had the Celebrity All-Star Game, and I had it on one of the auxiliary TVs. I look around, I'm like, man, is that Brad Williams?
It is Brad Williams, yeah.
And it sure was. It was Brad Williams out there. And
he was
so
out there.
The scouting report on him, I watched quite a bit of the game. You know, he showed great hustle. Does have some liabilities, though, on the court.
He tweeted out
like
a picture of him the day after. He tweeted out a picture of him and Muggsy Bogues.
Was he was shorter than him.
Yes, he
Muggsy
was.
Muggsy Bogues
but not
probably
by
way
much.
Taller than him.
Muggsy Bogues only 5'3".
I was told last night that we may actually get a call from Brad today.
Oh, cool. Really? Cool. Yeah. Oh, about that?
Yeah. Colleen, I was exchanging emails with
her. I
bet
you he was just loving that.
Oh, he was all smiles.
Well, I saw they did a jump, and he took the ball and ran with it.
Yeah.
Like the ref is about to throw the ball up,
and he ran and got it,
the ref was raising it, Brad just took it and ran and scored. He only shot one. Yeah.
The picture I saw was like Ray Allen pulling up for a jumper, and Brad jumping at him like he had a shot.
Yeah,
trying to get a hand in the face. Yeah. Wrong head there, Brad. Wrong
Ray
head.
Allen. Ray Allen. The ball was 9 feet above Brad's head at that point.
Yeah, there's a picture of him on his Twitter of him and Muggsy Bogues. It's pretty cool. He said that Muggsy was his favorite, his hero growing up. He figured somebody that short could be in the NBA. Somebody that short could be a comedian.
Be all right,
But you don't have to be. You don't have to be tall to be a comedian, especially your early week comedian like Nick Allen is today. Don't be confused. He's not midweek
like
today.
A two-third week.
Yeah, two-third.
Something like that. Yeah. So since the All-Star Game weekend was upon us, now we've only got 6 months left of NBA or so. So just hang on for that. Right. And then, you know, before we went on break, Joel Embiid got fined. You know, for he was criticizing the officials at the after in the post-game press conference where he dropped an F-bomb. You know, the officials. F-bomb sucked.
Right.
Got fined $25,000, and I just got thinking to myself, like, how, like, it's trickled into the NFL, too, because there is really no recourse anymore. These guys, I mean, what does that really cost me? Got fined $25,000. Why? What's stopping him from doing that every week, every night? Endorsements?
I don't know.
Is that it?
I guess when you still write a check for $25,000, it still sucks, baby.
It's got to suck.
I know the bottom line is you have a ton of money. And that's not, but you know what?
He made $25 million this year. That's like,
I know, you're right.
0.001%.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be like us just throwing down $2 for, you know.
That's true.
But maybe they put a limit on your violations.
And then at some point you're suspended or something.
Or something.
Or they start increasing the fines.
Yeah, if the fines don't work, they'll find some other form of punishment if they really want to get through.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like guys are only worried about endorsements, and they're not even worried about that because really once that initial wave is over, if they lose somebody, they just get another one.
Unless you're Kaepernick, everybody gets everything
right.
Back,
unless
right.
you're Cap. Right. Yep, news on that, too. If you ever wanted a championship ring, proof that, you know, oftentimes championships and championship rings mean more to fans than they do the players, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is auctioning 4 of his 5 NBA championship rings.
Does he need cash?
Not really. He's trying to raise money for his foundation.
Oh, I got it.
So the bidding starts at $60,000 each. They'll go for more than that. These are from the Showtime era Lakers.
That's a she ring on most people.
Yeah, Kareem's.
Yeah.
Actually, all of us white dudes.
Now that you say that.
How big are Kareem's fingers, puss?
Well, I understand. you could get college national championship rings for a seal of cocaine.
Yeah, that's true.
At one time.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, he's got a big finger. I'm sure.
Are you sure?
he's got to have a big finger. What's the girth on Kareem's fingers there, Puss?
14 and a half.
All right.
I was going to go to Wikipedia for that, but I'm
Todd's rabbit hole.
I'll stay away.
All right.
This day in 1966, Joseph.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh.
Nothing. I said something earlier. I'll play you after the break.
This day in 1966, Joseph Vincent Paterno was hired as the head coach
like
at Penn State.
$200 a week or something.
Pretty
like
much. Yep. He was 39 at the time when he got the gig. I mean, Jesus, only made it 45 years there. And then Roger Goodell is 60 years old today, commissioner of the National Football League. Pat Bowlen turned 75 yesterday, owner of the Denver Broncos, and really one of the guys that really responsible for Sunday night and Monday night football, though. He don't know his
this
birthday.
This Flacco thing doesn't work out. Are they getting rid of your boy there?
John Elway?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Put him out the pasture.
He's in the trust.
Put him out the pasture.
Come on. If he screws that up, he's got to be gone.
Nope.
Doesn't he?
He won a Super Bowl in the last 5 years. How many other general managers in the NFL?
He's still a hero. I get it. He's still a hero. Yeah.
And who's calling the shots?
Four, actually.
Who's calling the shots above Elway?
Player? It's John Elway and then Joe Ellis, who's a longtime Pat Bowlen confidant. They're the Bowlen trust.
Because I don't know what kind of shape Pat Bowlen's in.
Right. Awful. He has no idea either. Okay. He don't know either.
That's kind of what I thought.
Alzheimer's for 4 years.
He doesn't know.
You know, and his wife Annabelle.
You said?
Yeah.
Why did we sign somebody?
That's too bad.
Yeah. He be gone. And then Friday, this was like out of nowhere. The collusion case between the NFL and Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid was settled. Now everybody has signed a confidentiality agreement, so we may never know really what happened.
That means they paid off. That means they admitted they colluded, which they did.
What does this mean? This means that the NFL decided either they did collude or they just didn't even want the discovery on it, which is likely.
If they don't want the discovery, that means they colluded.
So, more than likely, things were going to be found out that they didn't want to be found
out. I think they just wanted this to go away.
They wanted it over.
As soon as possible.
Now, the reports are...
Because they colluded.
Yes. The reports are $20 to $60 million for Kaepernick, who's been out of the league. There are some smart people out there who say that's probably way too much. Those numbers are way overinflated. Because of a lot of things that I won't try and explain here, but they settled. Yeah. The NFL settled on this thing. Now Kaepernick's attorney says that he wants to play, and he even went as far to say that he was going to make a prediction that one of three teams will pick him up, either the Panthers, since Cam Newton may be out at the beginning of the year, and that's where Eric Reid is, and their new owner has shown he don't care.
Do you think that Trump watches this and wants to pay us off and say there's no collusion, I'll just pay you guys off?
Yeah, no, yeah, don't worry about it.
We won't admit anything with the Russians, but we'll just pay you off.
Okay. Yep. That's probably exactly it.
Well, here's collusion. I can just pay that off. I'll do that.
No, he'd probably do that with influential radio people.
Oh, that's true. No, not us. I don't mean us. I mean the United States.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pay you guys off.
All the country.
I'll pay you guys off, and we'll end this collusion thing right here.
He'll just go to Mueller.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
What's it cost?
I'll pay Mueller. Right, exactly. No, I didn't mean us.
Right.
He doesn't care about us.
Oh, so he can just settle.
He can settle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I colluded with the Russians, but I'm just going to settle. That way that doesn't work that way with the government.
We'll just move on.
Yeah.
Make some Trump jerseys.
Let me cut a check to be like, dude, we know you don't have that.
Right. Yeah. What is the price of treason?
Now, Kaepernick's...
It's a death penalty in most cases.
It has been, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Well, back in the Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, true.
It's been a while.
They put you away forever, though.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Right, we're not quite as gruesome now.
Yeah. Well, he would like to be, probably, actually.
We killed the Rosenbergs.
Right.
That was before Benedict. That was after Benedict Arnold.
Weed dealers. We need to kill weed dealers.
Yeah, we do. He does.
That's true.
He wants to do that.
That's
true. Shoot him in the head.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like his buddy in the Philippines.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Now, the Patriots are another team that Kaepernick's lawyer says he thinks will be interested. I don't know why. And then his former teammate and the guy that was in this collusion case with him, Eric Reid, signed a 3-year, $22 million deal
playing,
with the Panthers.
Yeah, but his name doesn't ring like Kaepernick's does.
Correct.
That's the thing.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
How long has it been since he's played? 3 years?
Four?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, he's not getting a gig after the settlement.
2016.
Probably not.
Yeah, and after not playing for that long.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
It's got to be tough to come back.
No, pretty bad quarterbacks that took snaps in the league last year, so 31 years old is not too old to play that position.
Yeah, your skills deteriorate. Todd says you're not as good a skier now. He's bummed out about that.
Yeah. Really?
Suck.
Yeah, you suck.
Is it a confidence thing?
It might have been,
but you skied after the accident already.
An equipment thing?
What happened?
It might be, I haven't skied at all.
Indian
this year.
Doesn't blame his arrows, Todd.
He's blaming his equipment.
It's more than that.
Yeah.
It's more than that.
It's the hardware in your leg.
I skied better.
And the age.
I skied better last year. I skied better when I just came off the injury.
Yeah.
Huh.
Are you like Lindsey Vonn bad, where you like fall down every time?
No, I don't fall down.
Okay.
It just doesn't feel
Lindsey
right.
Lindsey Vonn humor.
So you're not that bad.
No, it just doesn't feel smooth.
Well, sorry to hear that. That's got to be frustrating.
No, it is, because I was planning on, once I turn 50, getting on the senior circuit.
I know. Stick with it.
The senior.
There'll be some confidence hurdles.
Here's the thing about that. There's a bunch of great professional skiers that all turn 50, and they join it.
And guess what? They don't have a senior circuit.
They don't?
In the World Cup of skiing.
Damn,
they should. Who knew that?
Probably not.
They should, man. There'd be broken bones all over.
Yeah, would be. There would be.
No insurance.
Yeah.
That tibial plateau thing wouldn't be so rare.
Yeah. Oh, no, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, if they had a tibial plateau league, I should look into that.
You could dominate.
Well, probably not.
At a respectable pace that's not too fast.
He was slow, but he didn't fall.
My tibia!
Nothing too steep, league.
Yeah, it was AAF, Alliance of American Football, Week 2, and I realized something.
Did the ratings drop?
I haven't seen the reports on that, actually. Yeah. You know, it was broadcast in more spots, and they've changed the timing of the games to accommodate television. Okay. So I'm guessing that the ratings were okay, but I haven't seen the numbers.
What'd you laugh at, Ton? You just went,
we have somebody sent us a picture of, we should start hashtag tan line truck series girls. There's a picture of her in a bikini.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'll share it.
It's in the email.
I'll share it.
Yeah.
The Decker wrecker.
Right. Yes, she looks like a wrecker.
I told you.
A potential wrecker.
She's my new truck series favorite driver.
She's pretty.
Yeah, I like her so far.
I know you did. I figured you did.
See what she's all about.
Yeah, but she is disgusting. As far as I know, she's not exhibited any bitchy behavior.
Right. And she's holding up the drive.
She will.
She's holding up the drive.
Well, I'm trying to find some AAF ratings here, but all I'm getting is the AAF power rankings.
Well, let's break those down.
Who's the best team in the country?
Can you come on the blog later?
It's Todd's team.
What was his team?
The Arizona Hotshots.
Okay.
I was going to pick
them, too. They came back to win on Saturday.
Oh, of course.
They are a dynasty in the making. Now, instead of watching that, I was watching the number 2 game, according to the NFL Network all year, Chiefs-Rams. That was that great Monday night game. And the number 1 game was the AFC Championship game, which was fantastic. And sorry about that loss.
No,
Nick.
I'm not.
But the Chiefs.
That was on the NFL Network before the AAF game came on.
It was on all weekend.
I was going to call and remind Nick that they're in overtime now.
Yeah. Guess what happened?
I would have ran to the TV.
You can watch it.
Overtime. Made it to overtime.
Yeah. Maybe they'll stop them this time.
Mahomes drove him down. They got a field goal. Tied it up.
And this play, the guy got a shot. He didn't jump off sides either. This one.
Yeah, he lined up on the right side of the ball.
It's sad that the Super Bowl wasn't even in the top 20 games of the entire year.
No, that's often the case. Yeah. That is often the case. How lucky are we both the AFC and NFC championship games were? Now, officially, I decided, and this was based on some conversation Saturday night, like while the AAF was on, I actually changed another TV to the NFL Network where they were just replaying an old NFL game. Mm-hmm. And I decided officially, like, I would rather watch any NFL game from any era, any game, regular season, playoffs, it don't matter to me. I would rather watch 1978 Bengals Browns.
Well, I think those are interesting when they show classic games. They don't show
I would rather
anymore.
Watch 2018.
Than the AAF.
Jaguars.
Well, it's a new league.
Jets.
Give it a shot, man.
I can't because it doesn't mean anything.
You don't know any of the guys.
Well, I know more than most.
You don't know the colors. You don't know the teams.
I don't have anything invested. Now, something started going around Facebook, and we were talking about this Saturday night, I guess. Somebody brought it up. But here's how I would get some interest in the AAF.
Right.
So the XFL is going to start. This AAF exists. There's obviously enough football players to have these leagues. So it needs to go Euro League soccer, where the winner of the XFL, the winner of the AAF, play each other for a chance to play the worst team in the National Football League for a chance to be in, and that NFL team would then drop its ass out.
That would make sense.
Just like EuroLeague soccer. Mm-hmm. So now there's vested interest. They're actually building towards something.
I don't think an NFL team that would drop out.
Absolutely not. I'm not saying this is practical. Yeah. I'm just saying this is the only way I will ever really
care. You might be rooting for your Broncos in the AAF.
It ain't that bad, man.
I know
it
not. You never know.
Yeah, we're all saying that. Our team would never get that bad.
Ain't that bad.
All of a sudden, Petey's Broncos are playing in the spring.
And I don't
great
show
idea,
up.
Petey. Yeah. Great idea, Petey. Yeah.
Any given Saturday.
Every year, someone is the worst team in the league.
I do like
that
idea.
That's right.
Yeah,
no, I mean, and it's not going to ever
happen.
But I'm just saying that's how I would rather watch an AAF game than any
It would make
replay.
It interesting, right?
Yes.
Right.
Well, and then those February and March games in Denver would be real fun.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
That'd be a fun game to go see.
Better than here.
Yes.
Tim Tebow wants everybody to know, since there's reports that the Alliance of American Football really wants him and they won't leave him alone, he wants everybody to know it was easy to not play. There's no way I can stop my dream. They keep calling, though.
She's still talking that way since she's getting laid?
I bet he is.
He is. I tried there's a viral video going around where people are like, oh, this is amazing, and I tried to watch it, and it's still the same. I couldn't do it.
Nerd.
You think he turned into a man when she starts getting laid. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got a weird – I couldn't take him seriously with the haircut either. He's got, the hard part, but it's, like,
it's a wedge
so
thing.
Towards the middle of his head.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
I don't
he's
know.
A trendsetter.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
So you think he's just going to turn into like movie phone guy as soon as he starts getting laid?
What's up? How you doing?
He's Michael Clark Duncan all of a sudden.
You're right. Yeah. How you doing? My balls dropped.
Yep. For one, can't wait for him and Scott's movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
They're movie guys now.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's some faith-based movie.
Oh, is Scott Tebow?
Yeah, I think it's Tim Tebow and Scott Tebow
Scott
have like producer credit or something.
Oh my gosh. Those are going to be uplifting, just inspirational stories.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
The NHL blog will be live at the red carpet of that.
It's somebody that's lost their faith and then they find it. It's God Friended Me, the movie version.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
That's what those things are, right?
Tim Tebow is never going to go away.
No, he's not.
No. He's going to be president. Just wait.
It's very possible.
You bite your tongue.
It's very possible.
You bite your tongue.
Anything's better.
Yeah.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.